Brando, Steve here.
And Larson.
And the Enforcer.
And welcome to our prediction special for AEW's Revolution. It's coming up this Sunday. We will be doing our live reactions to it at the Twitch, twitch.tv/Steve and Larson. Of course, this is part of our March Ultra Challenge.
Championship Ultra March Madness for predictions.
That is correct. Right now, as we're filming this, the Enforcer and Larson are tied at 8. I have 6 because of the first night of the New Japan Cup. However, I believe night 2 precedes AEW.
Correct.
I think it's Saturday night.
Yes.
Our time. So those scores might be slightly altered, or they will be altered.
By the time Revolution rolls around. Yes. Yes.
Right. But of course, Revolution, a lot up at stakes as well. We'll see how far apart we're all thinking about this. The first match we have here on the schedule is Hook versus QT Marshall. We're going to give you our winners. We're going to give you our preliminary prediction, our confidence points. Larson, could you explain very briefly confidence points?
Sure. So, for example, Revolution, 11 matches on the card, including the buy-in. So the match most confident, give 11 confidence points. Match least confident, you give 1. So on and so forth till each match has a unique confidence point value attached to it. You get your pick right, you get those points. Whoever has most points in the show. I mean, that's all added for the month, so you don't win the show. You just, good job. You got most points that day.
Yeah.
If you want to play along, you can. We encourage you to let us know what your picks are and your confidence points in the comments below. First up, Hook versus QT Marshall. I gave this one 10 confidence points. Of course, on Hook. I appreciate that QT Marshall doesn't even have ring gear on in the render, in the fight card thing. He's wearing the bowling shirt. So, of course, this is a foregone conclusion, another win for him.
Yeah, the fact that he has his bowling shirt on his render speaks to his fortunes in this particular bout. I got Hook with 11.
Okay.
Usually, yeah. I don't put that many confidence points in a kickoff show match, but Hook ain't losing.
Mm-hmm. That's totally true.
Absolutely agree with you, Larson. 11. This is the lock of the night. The lock of the night's being early. Hook with 11. That's it, man. I had no thoughts of it being anything else but that.
Yep. Next, also on the buy-in, Layla Hirsch taking on Chris Statlander. After some of the things Chris Statlander has said, this seems like this should be Layla Hirsch's match to win. I'm not super confident which way it's going to go. But I got Layla Hirsch with 4 confidence points right now. She should win this.
Yeah, yeah.
To me, this is a lock. It's 5 with Statlander. Yeah, she's the one who got attacked with the chair viciously by Layla Hirsch. I didn't miss a beat, did I?
Not that I'm aware of.
Statlander is the good guy here. And
is
I
she?
Feel like, yeah. She is. She's the one who keeps on getting blindsided. Yeah. So, yeah, I would love to see Layla Hirsch get the win here, but I think the whole point is Layla Hirsch is rude, and what Statlander said about the whole adoption thing is just fair game. I got Statlander with 5 confidence points. I kind of feel like this is a lock as well.
Yeah. In our minds, the way when we hear this promo here, what she was saying, Hirsch should win this. She's the face here, but the way that Statlander is booked and the way that they angling Hirsch, Statlander is your face here, even though I disagree with it. But 6 for Statlander. Once again, I think it should be a lock, but I'm not so confident with it right around the middle for me.
Here's another thing about maybe Layla getting the win here. Chris is already kind of established, you know, in the women's division. Yeah. Layla needs that kind of definitive win to take her to the next level. This could do it. So that's the reason I'm going with Layla Hirsch.
It's a possibility. That absolutely.
Yep.
Next up, Jade Cargill versus Ty Conti for that TBS title. Enforcer, where do you see this going?
This one here, if I didn't give 11 to Hook, Jade would have got the 11. But no way is she losing this belt. Not even the 2% botch is going to come through. I got Jade with 10.
I got Jade with 11. This was my lock of the night. As you know, this is one of those things where, Hook is definitely going to beat QT, but Jade is 1,000% going to walk away easily with this title. She'll put up a fight. it'll probably be like Jade's biggest challenge, but in the end, this is going to be an easy day at the office for Jade.
Yeah, Jade 10. Everything the enforcer said. Before they add the two pre-show matches, Jade had my top confidence point value.
Yep.
I could easily switch this 10 out for the 11 I gave to Hook. If I give both 11, exactly. I would.
Yeah.
Yeah, true.
Jade
true.
Wins. Yeah. Jade wins. Next, Andrade Hardy Family Office versus Darby Allin, Sting, and Sammy Guevara. Steve, who do you got here?
Oh, easy. Darby, Sting, and Guevara with 9. Again, this is a situation where if there was no Hook match, if there was no Jade Cargill match, this would be tops. I mean, this could easily be 11 as well. Probably, you know, maybe should be. But yeah, clearly Darby, Sting, and Guevara are going to win this.
Yeah, I got 8 on it. Everything you said, totally true.
Same with you. I got 8, just like you said, Larson. Yeah, there's no way, even with Sting, who just saunters out at the slowest pace, he still got this.
The only question of mine, they might add some extra stank to this if maybe Andrade picks up that title tomorrow night.
That's true.
I don't see Darby picking up that title tomorrow night, or tonight, I guess. This is going up on Friday, rather.
Yeah.
You know, that might add something to it. But in the end, it doesn't matter. Darby, Sting, and Guevara are still going to win this.
Yep.
Next up, we've got tag team action triple threat match. Jurassic Express, Redragon, and the Young Bucks all fighting over Jurassic Express's AEW tag titles. Larson, where do you see this going?
I see this going to Redragon and Young Bucks not be able to get along. And they kind of both cost themselves a real good opportunity to win those tag titles. And Jurassic Express escapes this match retaining the belts. And it's going to play into the main event. The dynamic between Redragon, Young Bucks going to play in the main event, where maybe Redragon comes out to try to help Adam Cole win. Young Bucks looking to get some measure of revenge over what happened this tag title match. Doesn't necessarily come out to help Adam Page, but to prevent Adam Cole from winning. So I got Jurassic Express winning this match for confidence points.
Right on.
Enforcer, what say you?
I feel much like how you guys were saying, Redragon and Young Bucks are there to continue. Early on, they will work well. Something will happen where they break apart. Then they'll be too busy with each other. Jurassic Express, I know they don't do roll-up wins, but whatever the AEW equivalent of Jurassic Express by the skin of their teeth, I've got 3 on them, though.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that, and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Yeah, I don't have a lot of confidence points on this. I've got 2 on Jurassic Express. Like you guys said, the other two teams cancel each other out. It's always possible that, you know, Redragon picks this up, and then the Young Bucks prevent them from helping out Adam Cole. But then it'd be sort of wonky if the Undisputed Era had the tag titles and not the main title, vice versa with the Bucks. So, yeah, I kind of feel like the transitional champions, Jurassic Express, are going to continue to transitional champion tag titles, because this is it's the kind of thing where it's not like they're going to win this. They're just going to end up winning because the other two are going to lose.
Not lose.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're going to. Exactly. Yeah, exactly. They're going to not lose.
Yeah.
Next up, we've got Bryan Danielson and Jon Moxley in action. I know one thing is certain about this. They're going to bleed. But Enforcer, who do you see winning this match?
This is one of these ones, man. I got low confidence on it. And either way, I could flip flop the night of the show. Right now, I have Mox with 2. Just because it seems like Mox, I think the last time like he like legit lost was when he lost to Omega with a bunch of like BS going on. We've recently seen Brian Danielson lose. Still, he could lose, still form their stuff for, like you said, Larson. I don't want to step on you here, but also it could just be we don't get what we want. We want to see these two together with their little school. Maybe we don't get it, but still, I think Mox ends up just 2 confidence points on this one.
All right. I got Mox as well. I got 6. I feel pretty good about Mox winning, and Danielson's probably going to be upset about losing. And we're not going to get what we want. We're not going to get our stable. And then they end up feuding for a longer spell. Mox, 6 confidence points.
I hope they do. This is one of those that I might change before the actual show. Right now I've got Mox with 3 confidence points because I have a really hard time thinking he's going to lose. If they do extend this feud out, which they should, I might think that Danielson could win this first one by some maybe nefarious means. I don't know, him ducking out on Mox at that last segment there that we just saw on Dynamite gives me a lot of doubt about this match. Neither guy really, I feel like at this point Mox can afford a loss to Brian Danielson more than Danielson could, because he's been losing, like, I don't know, not a lot.
Danielson's lost 1 match.
Yeah, I know, but he also didn't beat Hangman. Like, in a high-profile, Mox-level match, like, he lost that. You can rack up wins against Christopher Daniels and Lee Moriarty all day long, but if you're not going to win the big ones, that's kind of a problem for one of your highest-paid guys. So, I still have Mox. Might change it, might not. We'll see. But I got 3 confidence points on this. Not a lot.
All right. All right. Next, we got Chris Jericho versus Eddie Kingston. Steve, who do you got? Is Eddie going to earn Chris Jericho's respect, or is he going to get laughed at?
He's a big old loser that everybody loves. He's going to get laughed at, and it's going to cause a rift between Jericho and LAX. I've got 1 confidence point because I have – this should be – what we had originally talked about, but Eddie Kingston wasn't, he's a backseat role in this feud. He's not even really a major player in this match. This is all about Jericho, the Inner Circle, and Santana Ortiz. Jericho, by any stretch of the imagination, should win this because of who he is. So I've got Jericho winning with 1, and that's going to sow more division between him and his guys than Eddie winning over Jericho would. I've got Jericho with 1.
What do you say, Enforcer?
Well, for that whole reason that you just said, Steve, where it says that Kingston is the third wheel, the back seat for it, that's why I think he's going to win this one here, because he is the back seat. He's not the focus. You would expect Jericho LAX to do this and Jericho to win it. This is the swerve here. I am buying in on this one. 5 on Eddie Kingston.
Wow.
5.
All right.
I'm with you there too, Enforcer. We got 5 on Eddie. At one point, I had a lot more on that. 5 on Eddie. This is Eddie's, huge win. This is the win that gets him over the hump, where he's a success. Jericho's not afraid to put people over. He'll put whoever over. He's going to put Eddie over. 5 confidence points.
The other thing to keep in mind with this is that I'm looking at this card. With the exception of Britt, I don't see a lot of heel wins on this card.
Hangman, feel good pay per view.
Yeah, we're all feeling good.
All right.
Speaking of feel good moment, face of Revolution ladder match. Of course, you got Keith Lee, you got Wardlow, you got Powerhouse Hobbs, you got Ricky Starks, you got the winner between Ethan Page and Christian Cage, and then who am I forgetting?
You got the big men: Hobbs, Wardlow,
Starks.
Keith Lee, Starks.
Page or Christian.
Do we talk about Hobbs? Did you say Hobbs?
Yeah, I said Hobbs.
Okay.
There's one other person in it. I could look it up real quick.
Our apologies.
I'll do it
real quick. Cassidy. Orange Cassidy.
Thank you, Orange Cassidy. Oh, thank you, Steve. Okay. Thank you, Steve. Right. So, initially, it seemed like this is either Wardlow or Keith Lee's match to win. Keith Lee is obviously going to get the story with Team Taz after this match. Mm-hmm. We saw that with his interaction with Ricky Starks and Powerhouse Hobbs backstage on Dynamite. Adding Ethan Page potentially this match would be a little bit of a wrinkle, because he and Scorpio Sky's whole thing is getting that TNT title. That being said, the A story going into this match is Wardlow. Wardlow wins. I got two confidence points. I can't put too much on it because there's six people in this match. More people in the match, odds drastically go down for each particular competitor. I got two on Wardlow.
Wow. Okay. I see what you're doing there, but I am buying in fully on the big meaty men slapping meat. Wardlow, Keith Lee, Hobbs going to run through the smaller competitors, if you will. And of course, Wardlow, now that he can get that shot, even though homie says that he's not, he doesn't think he's going to get it. Seven on Wardlow.
Wow.
Seven. I believe in Wardlow, the war beast we trust.
Yeah, I'm with you guys. I got Wardlow a bit. I'm sort of in between you guys. I've got four on this.
Okay.
So, yeah, I'm more confident in this than I am even Mox and Danielson. So, yeah, Wardlow, I think he's going to win it.
All right. Okay. All right. Next, AEW Women's Championship match, Britt Baker, the champion, taking on Thunder Rosa, Enforcer. Who do you got?
Go home math, right? I mean, Thunder Rosa pinned Britt. But, ha! I'm going to take Thunder Rosa with one for Maggie.
Oh, there you go. All right. I like that. Like that logic there. Yeah. Here's the thing. I think that if this was a year ago, if this was when they did that lights out match or whenever that was, feels like a year ago.
Yeah. It was just about a year ago.
There you go. Their sort of stature in the company was kind of on par. For whatever reason, after that loss for Britt Baker, she blew up. And she's become a big, big deal. I think Tony Khan understands probably that, hey, she is the hot hand. You keep rolling with that. I got Britt winning. I might change the confidence points on this, but I got Britt retaining with six confidence points.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Yeah, I just, they haven't done, look, they don't necessarily have to do a whole lot with a feud for a title change. Sometimes they just do stuff without like the necessary build. But she's too much of a big deal right now. I think Thunder Rosa might. Yeah, I don't know who's going to take that title up. It should be Thunder Rosa, but this build has been kind of underwhelming.
It has been, as you said, it should be Thunder Rosa. So I've been kind of flip flopping on my pick. I only have one confidence point. Either way, I'm going. Right now, I'm thinking Thunder Rosa because the time feels right for Thunder Rosa to win, even though the build up to this match has been kind of lackluster. You go back 3 or 4 weeks ago when they started setting things up. You're like, oh, Thunder Rosa versus Britt. Thunder Rosa's got to win this title because the time feels right for it to happen. So, maybe something will happen on Rampage. Maybe not. I still have a couple days to ponder this a bit further and see how the flow of the show goes. Right now, I got Thunder Rosa with one, though. It just feels like the time is right to put the belt on her.
I think the time should feel right. But then it kind of just doesn't. Like, she feels like she's just next in line to get her ass whooped by Britt. I hope I'm right about that for my confidence points. But I love Thunder Rosa. I think she's great. I'd love to see her get that title.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Next up, we've got dog collar match. CM Punk versus MJF. There's the go-home math. There is MJF being able to hang his hat on two wins in Chicago, which is sort of the thing. I have seven confidence points on CM Punk beating MJF.
What do you say, Enforcer?
Well, that makes all the sense in the world when you put it that way. But I disagree. MJF, four confidence points.
Wow.
He's going to take this. This is the one where it's like the time feels right. This is the time feeling right for MJF to get that massive win again and again and again and get that summer of MJF just skyrocketing. I agree with that. MJF with four. I disagree with your pick, though.
All right. I'm going to agree with Steve here. I got Punk with seven. I said before that if MJF showed his hand on Dynamite this week, which he obviously did.
A lot of blood.
Yeah.
Coming out of Punk. That I felt like Punk was going to win the match at Revolution. If MJF didn't show his hand on Dynamite, I would favor MJF at the pay-per-view. However, he did show his hand. I got Punk seven confidence points. Finally, our main event, Hangman Page versus Adam Cole for the AEW Championship. Talking about go-home math. I mean, Cole and Undisputed Era, Undisputed Originals, whatever they're called now. Apparently, I called the Undisputed Originals in one YouTube video on AEW YouTube page.
Undisputed Originals. Undisputed Originals.
It's like the OC there, kind of.
Oh, that's terrible.
Not only did they win the match, they destroyed John Silver, Alex Reynolds. They duct tape Paige to the ropes. Adam Cole super kicked him a bunch. Adam Cole touched the title. You don't do that,
Adam Cole.
Just
put his grubby hands all over that
and said, this is mine. You don't do that, Adam Cole, baby. I got Hangman Page, 9 confidence points to get this win. Retain that title.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. Hangman Page, 8 confidence points. Everything he said makes total sense.
Absolutely. I'm there with you. 9 as well. If I didn't have the ones on Hook and Jade, I would have been more. But yeah, Hangman retaining easily, I think, as well. 9. Yeah.
There you go. All right. Well, there you have it. And there you are. Let us know what you guys think in the comments below. Thanks, everybody, for hanging out with us. We appreciate it. Hopefully, we'll see you on Sunday. And, of course, tonight for our Rampage watch-along. We'll see if there's anything in the go-home math there that sort of alters our line of thought here. Everything's fluid. Thanks for watching. Till next time, we'll talk to you later.
Goodbye.
Fluffy bread, classic burger buns, and so many carbs. Carb fear is real. But Hero Bread makes healthier versions of the carb-heavy favorites we love most. We're talking fewer calories, 0 to 2 grams net carbs, zero sugar, and seriously great taste. Plus, more of the dietary fiber and protein you want with no compromise. Don't skip out on your favorites. Just use Hero Bread. Get 10% off your order at hero.co with code HEROPOD at checkout.